तपःकृतभ्यश्च विकासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे हरे
Bhagavatam Granth Raj Ki Jai. Today we are reading Canto 4, Chapter 12, Verse 21. That's what's that. Vignayata Uttama Gaya Kinkara Abhyudnita Sadvasa Vishwinta Kramaha Na nama nama nikrinan madhurvisa Harsat pradana iti samhat prajanli Vigyayata uttama gaya kinkarav Abhyudhita sadvasa vishvinta kramaha Na nama nama nikinam madhudvisa Arsat pradana iti samhatanjali Vigyayata uttama gaya kinkara Abhyudhita sadvasa visvrita kramaha Na nama nama nikrinam madhudvisa Arsat pradana iti samhatta janli
Thank you.
ladies. Vigyaya, after understanding. To, then, Uttamagaya, of Lord Vishnu, of excellent renown, King Karo, two servants, Abhyuttita, stood up, Sadhvasa, by being puzzled, this Rismrita, for God. Krama, proper behavior. Nanama, offering obeisances. Namani, names. Rinan, chanting. Madhudrisa, of the Lord, the enemy of Madhu. Parasat, associates. Pradano, chief. Iti, thus. Samhata, respectfully joined. Anjali, with folded hands. Translation. Dhruva Maharaja, seeing that these uncommon personalities were direct servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately stood up. But, being puzzled, in hastiness, he forgot how to receive them in the proper way. Therefore, he simply offered obeisances with folded hands and chanted and glorified the holy names of the Lord. Please repeat. Dhruva Maharaja, seeing that these uncommon personalities were direct servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately stood up, but being puzzled, in hastiness, he forgot how to receive them in the proper way. Therefore, he simply offered obeisances with folded hands and chanted and glorified the holy names of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Chanting of the holy names of the Lord is perfect in every way. When Dhruva Maharaja saw the Vishnu Dutas, the direct associates of Lord Vishnu, four-handed and nicely decorated, he could understand who they were, but for the time being, he was puzzled. But simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, he could satisfy the uncommon guests who had all of a sudden arrived before him. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord is perfect, even though one does not know how to please Lord Vishnu or his associates. Simply by sincerely chanting the holy name of the Lord, everything becomes perfect. A devotee, therefore, either in danger or in happiness, constantly chants the Hare Krishna mantra. When he is in danger, he is immediately relieved. And when he is in a position to see Lord Vishnu or his associates directly, by chanting this Maha Mantra, he can please the Lord. This is the absolute nature of the Maha Mantra. Either in danger or in happiness, it can be chanted without limitation. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhuta, Shrimati Bhakti Swami, Nama. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paskatvidasitari Panchkalpa Travisaka Tisindubhya Chapatitanam Pavani Vyu Vaishnavibhyu and Namo Namaha. So, sitting in this chair, that is the chair of Vyasadeva, and of course, our Srila Prabhupada, it's very humbling because being in front of the Gaudis, Srila Prabhupada, and the Vaishnavas, sincere Vaishnavas, it's very difficult to speak because we're not qualified. But by your mercy, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're going to try and say a few words today. The whole purpose of the class is to build up enthusiasm, inspiration, and to give many reasons why we love Srila Prabhupada and Radha and Krishna. Without that love, we're lost in a desert of trouble and confusion. If you ask anyone what they're looking for in life, after some time they'll come to the conclusion, I'm looking for peace, happiness, and love. But no one ever taught me how to find this. There's no course in any school in the world, Love 101. They don't teach it. People pick it up piecemeal from their family, from Bollywood movies, from songs, but that's not the right place to learn. One must learn from a pure devotee of Krishna how to love. This whole society, Prabhupada says, is based on the six exchanges of love. Today I'm going to read a lot of things from Prabhupada's books because the best preacher I know is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Instruction in the verse, Tadadi Pratikrinati Guyamakyati Prichiti Punkte Bojayate Chaiva Sadvida Kriti Lakshanam. He says that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established to facilitate these six kinds of loving exchanges between devotees. This society was started single-handedly, but because people are coming forward and dealing with the give-and-take policy, the society is now expanding all over the world. We are glad that people are donating very liberally to the development of the society's activities. And people are also eagerly accepting whatever humble contribution we are giving them in the shape of books and magazines, dealing strictly with the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. We sometimes hold Hare Krishna festivals and invite life members and friends to participate in the feasting by accepting prasada. Although most of our members come from the higher rungs of society, they nonetheless come and take whatever little prasada we are able to offer them. Sometimes the members and supporters inquire very confidentially about the methods of performing devotional service, and we try to explain this. In this way, our society is successfully spreading all over the world, and the intelligentsia of all countries is gradually appreciating our Krishna-conscious activities. The life of the Krishna-conscious society is nourished by these six types of loving exchange among the members. Therefore, people must be given the chance to associate with the devotees of ISKCON, because simply by reciprocating in the six ways mentioned above, an ordinary man can fully revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita 2.62, it is stated, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. One's desires and ambitions develop according to the company one keeps. It is often said that a man is known by his company, and if an ordinary man associates with devotees, he will certainly develop his dormant Krishna consciousness. The understanding of Krishna consciousness is innate in every living entity, and it is already developed to some extent when the living entity takes a human body. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunai Shravanadi Sudha Chitta Karaya Dara. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. when the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living entity naturally awakens. So when I was living in Berkeley, California, I would take prasadam out every day to a park named People's Park, where the strangest people in the world were living. And on the way to the park, I would pass vendors on the street. And there was one Muslim vendor, and he had his Muslim hat on, and he had the kalama written on his table. And every day I would walk by, I would say, Hare Krishna! And he said, huh? Go away! No, Krishna, Allah! And as I would go, I would say that. And when I come back, I'd say again, Hare Krishna! He said, go away! This went on for 2 years. To the greatest amazement, one day I saw him come to the temple. When he walked in the door, I happened to be there. I said, Hare Krishna! He said, stop it! Just stop it! You're killing me with this! Hare Krishna! That was the first time he ever said Hare Krishna. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I said, I'm very happy you're here. Please come in. He said, yes, I'm coming. I have to tell you something. I said, what is it? He said, you're Hare Krishna. It's very powerful. I said, what happened? He said, you know, I'm on the street, Telegraph Avenue, and there are many shaitani people. Shaitan means Satan. And sometimes they come, they have ring in their nose and their ears and in their eyes, and they have hair like this, and they have black clothes on, and they have tattoo. And one stands here, one stands here, and one stands there, and one says, how much is this? And when I look here, other one steals something. It's shaitani people, very bad. But then one day, every day you say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you drive me crazy. But one day I looked at them and I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they started walking away and they went away. I said, your Hare Krishna is very powerful. Now I'm telling you the truth now. This man started coming every day to the temple, and he would take prasad, he would wash dishes, he would take the trash out. He became a devotee. And every day I would take the food out, the prasadam, and I would serve in People's Park. And like I said, the strangest people in the world lived there, virtually live in the park. They eat there and they pass through. There was one boy that never came, never waited in line, never got prasadam. He was too crazy. He couldn't even speak. He never took a bath. So I thought, let me leave a plate. Maybe he'll take it. And then day after day I would come by and I would notice the plate was empty. Then I felt happy in my heart. Even though I couldn't serve him directly, at least he was getting some prasad. Then one day, to my amazement, he was in line, waiting for prasad. And he came, and I said, Hare Krishna. And he just looked at me, because he couldn't speak. And he took it. And now every day he would wait in line and take prasadam. And one day, he said something to me. He said, I want to live in your temple. I said, you can't. Why not? I said, you're not clean. You don't know. You won't be able to follow the rules. Tell me what I do. Tell me what to do. So I gave him an address of a place where he could take a shower. I said, you go take a shower. You cut your fingernails. You wash your hair, you get a haircut. Then we talk some more. Next day he had done that. He cleaned himself up. And he came and got prasad. And then he said, I want to live in your temple. I said, no, you can't. He said, why not? I said, you're clean. I said, but you're not ready. But you can come to the temple and help me bring the prasad. So then he used to come to the temple. I wouldn't let him come in. But he would wait outside. And then we'd bring the prasad together and we would serve it out to the people. And then he would help me take it back to the temple. And then I'd let him wash the dishes outside. The pots outside. After some time, he kept doing this regularly. And he kept getting better and better. Then again he asked me, I want to live in your temple. Why not? Why not? I said, okay. On one condition. So what? You have to listen to everything I said. Okay. I do. I do what you say. So he started to live in a temple. He would get up every morning. He would take a shower. He would wash his clothes. He would take part in a program. He started chanting Hare Krishna. Then one day, I said to him, Prabhu, you have to stop getting money from the government. He said, why? I give money to temple. He said, no. I said, that money is not good for you. He said, okay. Okay, anything you say. He stopped taking the money from the temple. And then he started to distribute books. And one day he said to me, Prabhu, I don't want to live here anymore. I said, why? I want to go Vrindavan. I want to see real Krishna. I said, okay. You keep distributing books, you can keep some of the money. He said, that takes a long time. I said, that's all right. You just chant Hare Krishna and be patient. He collected the money. It took him 6 months. He bought a ticket. Came to Vrindavan. And he's still there. So, Lord Chaitanya gave us two things. Harinam Sankirtan and Mahaprasada. We do not realize how powerful these two things are. But, if we simply give these two things sincerely, people will take it and they will change. You don't even have to preach because you preach by the way you give. I have seen people refuse prasadam from devotees because they didn't like the attitude of the devotee when he was giving. One must give with the idea of samadarshi. That's equal vision. We're worshipping the deity and we should see the same deity in the heart of every person we meet. Every animal, every insect, every fish. Every cow. Because they're all Krishna's prajas. They're all Krishna's children. He's the Supreme Father. Sarvayonis kunteya, uddaya sambhavantiya, tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija padapita. He's the seed-giving father of all living entities. That means we're all in the same family. It's called achuta gotra. It's not that your father is different than my father or your God is different from my God. There's one God, one shastra, and one mantra. We have to realize that. Ekam shastra, devaki putra gitam. So, when we have that firm conviction, that firm faith in our heart, then we're ready to preach. And we see people equally. This is the basis of faith. We believe that simply with the holy name and with prasadam, we can convert the whole world. Shraddhasate, Vishvasakaya, Suhidayamistaya, Shavanadi Sudha Chitta Karaya Udaya. This means that a person has Shraddha because they believe that the holy name has all potencies. Nam nama kari bahudanija sarva saktis tatra pita niyamita smaranina kava itad prisi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivan prisi samihajan nanraga. O Krishna, you have invested in your holy name all potencies, and you have many names like Krishna, Govinda, Hare, Murari, and each of these names are potent. And Lord Chaitanya says, but I'm so unfortunate that I do not have faith in these holy names. Well, Lord Chaitanya obviously has great faith in the holy names, but he's speaking for us. We have to build up faith in the holy names through practical experience, by seeing the change in ourselves and seeing the change in others. Now, we saw the change. When you read Shastra, you see the change in Jesus Christ. He sacrificed his life for others. In Haridas Thakur, because he wouldn't stop chanting Hare Krishna in the Muslim villages right here in Bengal, he was beaten in 21 marketplaces. Stop chanting, you kafir! They kept beating him and beating him, and the more he was beaten, the more he chanted ecstatically. They couldn't stop him. Finally, the guards that were beating him, they became afraid because they were told, if you don't kill him, you'll be killed. So they said, sir, we're sorry to beat you, but you must die, otherwise we will die. Haridas Thakura said, well, I don't want to cause you any pain at all. You see the heart of the devotee. He said, therefore, I will die. And he died. And then the Muslim leader came and looked. He said, is the kafir dead? And he sort of, you know, pushed him a little bit to see if he moved at all. They said, no, sir, he's dead. So they took his body, they threw it in the Ganga. And then later on, Haridas Thakura went down the river, and then he came out on the bank of the river. And he had a doubt in his mind. Because they were beating him. It seemed to be hurting him, but his mind was fixed on chanting Hare Krishna. So he didn't notice it, actually. And he was wondering why. Later on, he went to see Lord Chaitanya, and he saw the Lord. He was in ecstasy. But he also saw that the Lord had things that looked like wounds on his back. And then he understood that the Lord protected him by taking his pain. This is real Krishna consciousness. We have to understand, by putting ourselves on the brink of Krishna conscious preaching, in harm's way, how the Lord is so kind to us and merciful. Samaham sarabhutes name dvesas tino sita yeva janti tamam bhakta mayate tesa chakyaham. The Lord is equal to everyone, but He's very specially kind to His devotees. And He gives special treatment to His devotees, even though He's equal to everyone. He's equal to everyone because He gives everybody a chance. The Lord came out in this world on the calling of Advaita Acharya, and He